I've been to Japan once, and my husband has been a number of times and brings back stories and pictures. And this poem is about the moss palace. It's really the moss temple there. And I just call it the moss palace. At Kolkadera, you saw as many kinds of moss as there are names for snow among the Eskimos, and the moss lay in deep banks like snow. You tell me of soft jade between the stones, of fir on the north side of trees, of wild pincushions at the edge of a stream as smooth as the pads of an animal's paw when it rests its tamed head upon your lap. Moss serves no purpose, the gardener says. Neglect your lawn and moss will overtake it. I want to be overtaken by moss, to walk in my bare feet on 20 different kinds, to move from the hardness of rock to sudden velvet and sink the way I sink in the green of your eyes when you speak of going with me to Japan, when the place where my body stops and yours begins is moss.